What up, guys? Welcome to my reaction series. Today we're talking about single mothers being ready to date. So I've said it before on my channel, dating a single mother is an L. The woman either picked the wrong man to have a kid with, or they divorced their husbands for no good reason and took the kids away. And now they're back on the dating market. These are some of the most delusional and entitled women now looking for a new man. Let's look at a single mother who is ready to date.
Dating as a single mom is such a vulnerable topic for me because, one, I think I've only dated one person since I've been single, and I just did not feel ready. But now it's been over a year now, and I feel like I'm ready, but there's just so many things going on in my mind. Like, I think about, does this person get to know me first, or do I tell them that I have a kid? Just like if anyone watches Love Island, you know that like Hutta had she kind of waited a while to tell Jeremiah that she was a mom. And I know listening to one of her interviews on a podcast, you know, she felt like it changed things. And that's fine if someone doesn't want their partner or their new interest to be a mom or to be a dad. And
all right, here's my opinion. If it's not a serious thing, you're just smashing, who cares? But how long did she wait? I gotta be honest, this happened to me once when I was single. I went on a date with a guy and he didn't tell me till like a month in that he had like four kids. I was like, what the hell? I was like, but anyways, I was like, why wouldn't you tell me that? Anyway, long story short, I feel like that's a first, maybe second date conversation. That's my opinion both ways. Like, that's an important piece of information. Okay.
That's how I was. And there's nothing wrong with that. I see it both ways because I didn't think I was going to have kids. And I always thought it was like, not like technically a red flag, but like that wasn't my preference. I didn't want a guy to have a kid just because I wasn't there or anything. And my preference now, not that anything's wrong with it. My mom was a single mom and she dated and stuff. But even now, like my preference isn't to have a guy who has kids. That's my own preference.
Yeah. And I actually do think that you're allowed to want what you want. So if you want that, I would tell her to go for a young guy who doesn't know any better. Yeah, that would be my suggestion. You definitely got to go for a 22-year-old guy who doesn't know how much of an L this is. That you're like 1.5 points higher than in looks. That's my suggestion.
Preference. There's nothing wrong with that. Now I've dated guys with kids and that's just not what I want. I mean, I would never be selfish or take away from that child because I would never want that, you know, with my mom. But that's a preference for some people. And some people, they don't care. You got a kid? Cool. That's fine.
Men are so adaptive. Men really do adapt to the dating market.
But I never wanted it. And even though I am a single mother to one kid, my preference isn't to have a guy with kids. And that's only my reasoning behind that is just like not necessarily the kid. It's all the stuff behind it. Now you're dealing with the child's mother or father. You're dealing with a whole nother family. Like that's a big responsibility, you know, and some people want a clean slate. I never once thought that I was going to date while being a single, like being a mom. I thought I was going to be with my partner. I thought we were going to get married and all that stuff.
Have you been through a nasty breakup, a false accusation, or divorce court hell? Our private university isn't just about self-improvement. It's about protecting yourself as a man. We brought on legal child support officers, legal experts to teach you how to defend yourself before it happens. Reduce your risk, arm yourself with knowledge. Go to pearlinvite.com, watch the short video and apply because nobody is coming to save you, but we can show you how to save yourself.
That's always how we feel. Remember, whenever we feel anything, that's why you gotta add in right now. And here's the thing. That's why I wonder why men are kind of dumb enough. No offense, guys. I know a lot of you are divorced, but why on earth would you trust a woman to say she's not going to leave because she said she wasn't going to leave? She's not a man. We don't care about our word. We do not care. We don't. We're women, and we just have a tendency to, you know, bounce. That's our thing. So it's almost more unintelligent on you guys' end to believe anything we say. I know it's a little hypocritical in my position. Obviously, I'm a podcaster. But I'm just being honest here about, you know, the chessboard right now. I just wouldn't believe it. So it's like, I don't know how a guy could get married and, like, she gives her vows, but what does that even mean? You know, you'll stay probably. So it's not even really a marriage anymore. You know what I mean, guys?
But things change and life happens. But it is very scary to even put myself out there. Like, I'm not an insecure person. Like, I'm not shy. I have no problem going up to a guy and talking to him. But now it's like I carry a little bit more baggage. So it's scary for me, you know, because I'm like, well, what if they don't like me because I have a kid? Like, I have a great personality, you know, but I also have to understand, like, that's just...
Yeah, I mean, look, we all got baggage in a way. My baggage is this YouTube channel, if I'm being honest. That, you know what I mean? The people, they've gone after everyone close to me on the internet. And it's not really a fun thing at times. So I've had to chill out the last, like, 2 years. I've had to, you know, kind of be a little calmer, debate less. And it's just because they harass everyone close to me and it gets tiring, exhausting. I see how you guys feel about dating.
Someone's preference, just like it's mine. So that's my thing. It's like, do I let someone get to know me first and then tell them? Do I tell them right off the bat? I'm a person that
I would tell her. This is what I would tell her as a strategy point of view that I would think would be the most effective. Now, I'm not saying this is moral. It's actually quite immoral. I would say lie. Yep. Lie off the bat. Gluck, gluck really well. And then see if he sticks around 3 months, 3 to 6 months later, ask for a relationship. Hopefully he's attached by then and then go for it. Now, obviously that's immoral, but that's how I've seen single mothers win. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's not by making the worst. The biggest L's I see women take is single mothers that hold out. You're a single mom. It might work on a 22-year-old guy, but after like 24, 25, once he actually gets laid, then, you know, then they start having like standards, preferences, etc.
Like, I'll tell you right off the bat, because I just like things put out the table. Like, I would like you to tell me, you know, if you had a kid. But I am scared. I'm scared to do it because it's just... I'm bringing someone else with me now. It's not just me on my own. You know, now I have my baby boy and he's in the picture. And, you know, my number one rule to myself was I'll never let anyone meet my son until it's absolutely serious, until you're going to be my husband. Because that's what...
I actually agree with that. Because all these, a lot, I doubt she'll stick to it, right? She's just saying that. But a lot of women have rotating men in and out of their kids' lives, and that's just not the most healthy, unfortunately.
I plan to do when I meet my partner. I plan to marry. I don't plan to just date around. I'm 32 years old right now, and...
Can you imagine a single mother? I'm not here to have fun. The Jesus cross on. You're like, what, bitch?
You know, it is what it is. I don't think most single mothers... Not all. This is, like I said, this is just my situation. We never thought that we were going to be dating again. You know, I thought I was going to be getting married to my son's father and having more kids. And unfortunately, like, life didn't go that way. So now I am going to be going out to the dating world. I'm healing. I'm loving myself again.
Healing phase. Yeah, that means hoe phase. That means it's, you know, women, there's a spiritual healing that women get by getting dicked down by alphas. I hate to say it. But that's what women mean when they say healing. They're saying, I hated being with my beta boyfriend. And it's very tough because even the alpha, women work to make you a beta. Unfortunately, right? It's like we put our whole might into just demasculating you. And as soon as you're demasculated, we're miserable. Or we miss the alpha fucks, right? So then we're like, I need to go back into the street. And then it's like a healing for us women. We're crazy. Sorry, guys.
You know, I was going to therapy and I still am, just to maintain. But it's hard. There was something I saw on TikTok that this girl said the other day, and it just like resonated so much because that's exactly how I feel, is I'm not scared to be single. I'm fine with being single. Like, I ain't got no one to worry about except for my son and myself. I ain't got to worry about if anyone's cheating on me or doing any of that crap. I'm not scared to be single. I'm not scared to be alone. I'm very comfortable.
Clearly not. That's why you left the father of your kids. And that's the thing. We have to understand that women just don't like men that much. A lot of times we have this revenge fantasy. Like, women are just going to be super unhappy, bitter, da-da-da-da, when they get older. But women, we don't know it, but we don't really want to be in relationships. We think we do. But it's kind of like the person that wants to lose weight but refuses to diet, exercise, or eat less. The joy of being fat, you know, and eating too much outweighs the reward of not being fat. You see what I mean? So it's the same thing with women. The joy of like a family is being outweighed by the difficulty of having to get along with another human being. So,
with being alone. My thing is, I am scared of wasting my time with someone else who's just going to hurt me again. Or
that's another thing. We're afraid of wasting our time. Time's going to go by anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it wasted? Like, if we spend it alone, is it wasted? I mean, time goes by.
It's going to play games. So that's why it's like, I'm going to be very, very picky this time. Not because it's for love.
That's why it's easier to get for men to bang younger women, is because when women get older, you know, we start to learn the tricks. We're not as easily impressed. You got to do more. And the men that are smart, they're like, why would I do all that when I could just bang an 18-year-old? They're ready to go anyways.
Or for any of that. It's just, how are you going to fit into my life in the right way? Are we going to align together and have the same beliefs? Are we going to pray together? You know, are we going to work hard together? Are you going to treat me with respect? You know, are you going to treat my son with respect? There's also all those things to keep in account.
All right. So there's one. All right. Single mother on the dating market. You know, it's interesting. So you're going to get all these women saying they're going to raise their standards after the kid. I just think it's a bad strategy. You're on sale. It's clearance rack, 50% off. You can still get a decent buyer. But, you know, men don't want to pay more than what we are worth. So let me know what you think in the comments. Have you dated a single mother and what was that experience like? Have any of you had a positive experience dating a single mother? Let me know in the comments and we will pin the best one. I'll see you next time.